Hello, and welcome to our regular weekly program for Heritage, Heritage Ministries in our area. I'm here once again with Robin Schroeder, who's the Director of Sales. Hello, Robin.
Good morning, Dennis.
We have not told anybody yet where we are, but we ventured out of the studio to your campus in Gary to a residence here, and I'm having a wonderful experience.
Yes, sir. We are at the Homestead campus in Gary, New York, and we are at the lovely home of Ellie and Bob Johenning.
We will meet them in just a moment. But you've been talking on the air recently about independent living and places like this that people can come and live at here at your Homestead campus. And you've also been telling us about renovations. So this is a newly renovated place where we are?
Yes, this is newly renovated with the finished choices of the Johennings, and we've got some beautiful features. We've got brand new kitchen counters and new flooring. We've got granite countertops and brand new appliances.
This is an extraordinary home. I could take the entire 5 minutes just describing it to the listeners. The architecture, the colors, the appliances, the countertops, as you mentioned, this is just a gorgeous place to live. Isn't that the way you feel about it, sir?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. We're lucky to be able to have a place that looks just as nice as it is and really enjoy it.
Your first name again, sir?
Bob.
Bob. Was it a difficult decision to decide to come here? Tell us a little bit about the process.
Well, you go from a home that's considerably larger to a smaller location, so there are some decisions to make as to what you're going to bring with you and how you're going to decorate your new home. And fortunately, my wife is an expert at that. We've moved a number of times over the years, and she's pretty much had to deal with it while I was working on and being employed. So she did a wonderful job picking out the things that we really needed to have.
Bob, you've lived here really a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, we've been here about 3 months.
And how do you like it so far?
It's wonderful. I enjoy the stables with the horse. We're My wife was able to find a horse for herself, and it gives us something to do all the time.
That's her part of the story, which I wanted to get to. Your first name again, ma'am?
Ellie.
Ellie, nice to have the opportunity to meet you. And just talk a little bit about being in this beautiful home and settling in here so our listeners can have some feel for what it's like.
Well, I never wanted to move out of the country. We had a dairy farm, and I had horses in three-stall stables. So I gave my horses away and for 2 summers and grieved. and then we found this place, and our backyard looks like just like our farm. It's just country. And now I have, as of 3 weeks today, I have my own thoroughbred. And the stables is 5-minute walk.
So you must be thrilled.
Yes, I'm thrilled. It's funny, we talked to this man. We had never met him before, but he was a friend of one of our neighbors. And he said, oh, this is the most wonderful place, because he was a horse person too. He was a blacksmith. And it is. He just kept saying how lucky we are, and that's what we think. We're very lucky.
Well, you can tell that you have an interest in horses because you look on the wall here, and there are a lot of pencil sketches and painted pictures of the horses, so they're obviously very dear to you.
Well, those are my horses. They were all my horses, and my sister is an artist.
Oh.
And my older daughter is, but she has cows. I mean, she painted cows and did sketches. That was in the bedroom. And, of course, our dogs and stuff like that. So it was nice to have somebody do personal pictures. And I can't bear to get rid of them, so they're all over the place.
Bob Ellie, thank you very much for this brief introduction. Robin, it is an extraordinary story and just such a beautiful home. You want to sit down and just make yourself comfortable here.
You do. It is so welcoming and inviting, and though Joe Hennings are wonderful hosts, we actually see them quite often as we bring incoming folks to the homestead. So we encourage folks that are thinking about it to come out to take a look at the homestead in Gary, New York, and you too can have a lovely home like this.
A couple of practical details as we come to the conclusion of this. There are some places just like this available now?
There are limited places available like this now, and if someone wants to come see us, they should give us a call at 716-763-5608.
Is it a lease, a purchase, a rental?
It is a lease. And our homeowners come into the continuum of care model that we provide so that they can age in place right here at Heritage.
More coming up next week. We'll be on the road again here at the Homestead Campus of Heritage in Gary. But to the Joe Hennings again, thank you for being so generous with us. That's our show for this week. And we're going to sit down and do some fun things here, have coffee or something now. But radio listeners, you can just go on with whatever you're going to do.